Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joins us right now on the SDCCU fan hotline. Just tremendous sports reporter over the years. Now with HBO's Real Sports, you can also see her covering the NFL, NFL Network, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. And if you've been watching The Last Dance, as we have, and I think most sports fans have, you've seen her talking about the MJ years as well from when she covered the NBA. Andrea Kramer with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Andrea, it is a pleasure to have you on this morning.
Thanks, guys. Nice to be on with you. How are you guys doing? Everybody healthy in your world?
I mean, we just each sucked down like a Danish, so I don't know if healthy is the greatest.
So we're not checking your weight and your sugar levels is
what you're telling me.
But okay. Well, all right, gotcha.
You know, listen, we're all...
If those are your worst problems, then that's all right in this day and age.
Yeah, we're giving ourselves... We're being gentle with ourselves throughout this pandemic and this quarantine, as I'm sure many people are. I have a addiction to carbohydrates, and it hasn't stopped. In fact, it's gotten worse. But it's such an honor to talk to you. I mean,
But guys, my sources do tell me that even though you are together, you are socially distancing, so you have to watch out for each other here. Okay?
We are. We absolutely are, and we do. And we're just, it's an honor to talk to you. We've, of course, seen you covering this. This Last Dance has just been a revelation, and especially for people in our business, Andrea. We needed something. We needed something to kind of bring us together every Sunday night, and this has been nothing short of spectacular. And to see you on there, too, what was the experience like for you?
To be part of it or to be watching it? Or
both.
Right. From the interview that you did to what you've been seeing on screen.
Well, look, I mean, number one, kudos to ESPN and to Jason Hare, the terrific director, for – being able to get this all done. I know that I had emailed with him at the launch of the first episode, sort of like, do you feel like you're giving birth? I mean, what is this like for you? And he goes, I don't know. We're still editing 9 and 10. And I go, oh my God, I've got visions of Network with, you know, running down the hall with the final tapes and stuff like that. But, you know, ESPN moved up. It was supposed to start airing in June. They moved it up, obviously. And it's, as you say, it fills such an incredible void. And it for me, it's like a time machine. When I'm so associated with the NFL now, but when I got to ESPN and opened their Chicago bureau in 1989, this is what I was doing, was the NBA, and I covered all six of Jordan's championships and was there for, you name it, the good, the bad, the difficult, the, you know, all the playoff wins, the losses, the breaking through against the Pistons, and then, of course, you know, being there in the media scrum when he came back from Atlantic City and going down to North Carolina for the Slimbula trial and schlepping to Birmingham with the Barons. And, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of is that when Jordan came back to basketball, I did the first interview with him. And one of the reasons is that I had built up a relationship with him, a work relationship, and he trusted me. So I ended up getting that interview, and you know, the work I did with him over the years is very meaningful to my career.
You know, that's interesting, Andrea, because as you've been watching Michael Jordan, obviously he had that gene, you know, the one of the guys, especially watching the baseball episodes. He liked being in the locker room, and trading insults as the guys do. Still, you know, being a female reporter back then, you know, I remember a lot of those issues of, you know, just women trying to get that respect in the locker room at that point. How was your relationship with Michael Jordan? It sounds like it was pretty good. And how hard did you have to kind of work at that? And how that developed over the years as you covered him.
Well, I'll tell you something funny that actually predates Jordan. So, as I said, getting to Chicago and with ESPN in 1989, obviously the first 2 years that I was there, the Pistons won the championship. Now, think about the characters in that locker room, okay? You've got Rodman and Dumars and Bill Laimbeer and you know, it was Vin Johnson, it was pretty crazy. So here I am. I mean, look, when you walk as a young reporter, when you walk into a locker room, especially as a female reporter, it's always fraught with a lot of anxiety. And there's no question that holding the ESPN mic flag and having that moniker sort of imbues in you a degree of, okay, well, that's who she is and that's who she's with, which is, I never overlooked that. But one day I'm in the locker room and Dennis Rodman pulls me over and he goes, how's everybody treating you? And I go, okay. And he goes, if anybody gives you any trouble, you come to me. I'll take care of it.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. You know, where did that come from? But I really, really appreciated that. And basically, when I got around the Bulls, you know, at first, you're around all the time. You know, even though you are not one of the print beat reporters, you're still there. And as I mentioned, you're there for the good and the bad. You're not just showing up when they win. And you're there throughout, so there's a consistency factor that develops. And, you know, each year there would always be, you know, back when at ESPN we had something called the Sunday Conversation, and it was a really big franchise. It was a really big deal, and athletes wanted to be on the Sunday Conversation. It was a long-form conversation. It could be anywhere from 1 to 2 parts. It could be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. And each year I would do one with Michael, and I would do one with Phil. And again, it's just a matter of building up that that relationship. But I'll tell you a quick story here. So you remember, obviously, the Scottie Pippen 1.8 seconds not going in at the end of the game against the Knicks. Phil had drawn up the play for Tony Kukoc. At this point, obviously, Jordan is playing baseball, so he's not on the team. Well, we're at that game, and my cameraman was right at the end of the bench, so knew everything, heard everything that was going on. We end up going down to the locker room, and so we kind of knew before anyone else. But at that point, once it came out, nobody really understood the details, but it was the biggest story in sports. Well, the next day, I had a long-planned interview with Phil. And my crew's like, well, what are we going to do? I go, we're just going to go out there business as usual. We go out there. We get out to the Brito Center really early Saturday morning, and we're just, you know, we go in the entrance that we go in. We know where we're setting up. And there's all these satellite trucks. I mean, it's huge. It's this huge story. But I just said, we're going to go in business as usual. So I'm standing on a landing right outside an elevator. And coming up the stairs is Jerry Krause. And going down the stairs is Phil Jackson. And Jerry sees me and goes, what's she doing here?
Oh, God.
And Phil looks at Jerry and goes, I have an interview scheduled with her, and I'm honoring it. And, of course, inside, I'm going, yay, yay, yay. But we were the only people that Phil talked to. And, of course, any way that he could tweet Krause was going to be a great thing for him. But we ended up with the only interview of Phil that weekend on the biggest, you know, sports story in the country. And, again, and it's just because any young journalists out there, this is what you have to do. This is why they call it paying your dues. You build your reputation, you're honest, you're forthright, you're there. When you don't know something, you ask, and that's how it was with the Bulls back in those days.
Andrea Kramer is with us, and because you brought up Jerry Krause, I have to ask you, because I was just in tears laughing at the opening of episode 7 on Sunday night, the pre-playoff press conference where Jerry Krause sits down, Craig Sager asks
First
him
question.
About backstabbing. Yeah. Jerry Krause gets all flustered, stands up, walks out, and you hear someone under their breath go, thanks a lot, Craig.
Right, exactly.
I've been in those press conferences, and I just could not stop laughing.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, but looking at, but here's the deal, and it was a great moment, a great, as we say, and it opened the show. But from a journalistic standpoint, I mean, the problem is that you've got a room full of people who need quotes.
Yes. Yeah.
And when you ask a question like that with such an inflammatory word, you know, that's Pardon me. That's that was difficult, but
they're like the kid who cost the pizza party for the whole class.
Yeah, you screwed up. Exactly. Now we're
that's
all
right.
running laps because you
I
had
just
to be.
About to say you're running the laps or you're running the hill, whatever it is. Yeah, you got spanked around a little bit. Absolutely.
We are talking to the great Andrea Kramer here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I got to ask you about your work with HBO's Real Sports. I mean, every time I catch Real Sports, I'm either laughing hysterically, crying. I mean, it's a powerful, powerful show that you guys put together. For you, you've done so many great pieces over the years. What is one that sticks out to you that says, this one was hard? This one was, I didn't like doing. This one, it was harder than I imagined it would be, whether it was emotionally or the subject was a pain in the ass, whatever it is. Which one stands out to you?
Well, that's like if you have multiple children saying, which of your children do you like best?
Who's your favorite?
For me, and thank you for your comments on the show. I really appreciate it. For me, it's pretty clear. It's a story that we did on investigating sexual assault in Bikram yoga.
Oh,
and
man.
That was, I mean, my two producers on it were rock stars beyond all imagination. I mean, it was basically, you know, 6 months of investigating and then months of shooting and going to India and, you know, sitting with Bikram Chowdhury, who's the founder of Bikram Yoga. And it was, that was a very, very intense piece on a personal and professional level. And I think that, you know, when you talk about real sports and you want to laugh, you want to cry, you want to learn, you want to be informed. But I think that you also, you hope that if it's a story, for example, of that nature, that magnitude, that you want to have an impact on people. And the story got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But what made me most proud, what resonated most strongly for me, is that HBO got an email from domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy groups saying, we're putting your story on our must watch list so that people can really be informed about what's going on out there. And that's when you go, okay, good. This is, you know, we're journalists, we're not advocates, but if that piece comes out of something that we do, that's pretty important. So that piece was very, very meaningful and really, really difficult. I mean, incredible preparation. But it was a very, very meaningful piece that resonates to this day.
I can only imagine. I mean, I've seen the answers that he gave, and you're watching the thing, and you're like, oh my God, this can't be. It made me uncomfortable watching it through the television.
It's tough because, you know, my wife practices the hot yoga. It's the Bikram style, but she knows, you know, from your story, Andrea, that hey, okay, I don't like the guy or what he was all about. You know, trying to separate that though from the practice and the technique
right.
of what she is doing, because she says it's helped me a lot. It's she likes doing that yoga, but she's always like, "Yeah, but don't connect me with that guy
exactly.
at all. I don't believe in him 100%."
Right? Yeah. I mean, there's always that feeling that you with a number of different cases where you know you may love the sport, but it's hard to watch. It's hard to embrace it, whatever it is. But yeah, that's always a decision people have to make. It's something that actually Brian Gumbel asked me in our crosstalk after the piece, which is, you know, how do you, you know, what do you tell people who still want to practice? And I go, well, look, that's a very personal decision, obviously, but you have to be able to separate it out. And at that time, all of the franchisees had to pay a fee to Bikram. So almost as, you know, when your wife is going to take those classes, she's actually paying him. But I believe, guys, that's no longer the case, because in various lawsuits that he's had, he basically lost his licensing name. He had to actually give up the name. So that isn't the case anymore with franchise fees going to him. So it's, but yeah, it was for me, but it's just kind of my nature. I always have to feel like I'm learning something. I mean, for me, it's almost as every day I just have to feel that. And through that story, I learned so much, both about, you know, what we were reporting on, as well as being in a very adverse, sort of dangerous personal situation. And yeah, that was a very meaningful story to me.
Andrew, this was so much fun. I wish we had more time. There is a new Real Sports coming out later this month, though, I believe May 26th. And you yes. working on something for that one?
I am. And, you know, I gotta say, look, you know, you guys are making your show work, and kudos to you for doing so. It's really difficult when you are a long-form news magazine, television news magazine show, and kudos to all the people at Real Sports, the producers. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, we're all shooting remotely now. God bless my husband who set my studio up in my office, and, you know, but they've put on a great show, and, you know, they haven't let the caliber of the programming wane, and that's what I'm most proud of. But, yeah, we have a show coming up 2 weeks from today, and you know, really looking forward to another great outing with them. So I wanted to say to you guys, to your listeners, stay healthy, stay safe. That's the most important thing. It's great to talk about sports, but, you know, let's not take our eye off what's really important, and that's for everybody to be well out there.
Well said. Thank you, Andrea.
That was awesome. Thanks so much.
Andrea
All right,
Kramer.
Guys. Thanks for thinking
Thank
about
you.
Me.
Yeah, SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.